Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Roy Zur, the CEO and founder of the Institute for Advanced Cyber Defense, and we're going to be talking all things Black Friday. Roy, thank you for talking to us here on 101.9 Chai FM this afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. It's great to be with you.
So, Roy, many of us are going to be online. Half of the country is going to be online tomorrow, trying to take advantage of all sorts of bargains. What criminal tactics do we need to be aware of, and what do we do if we find out we've been scammed while shopping online?
Right. So I think that the main thing we need to understand is that in general, hackers are always looking for the weakest link. And unfortunately, the weakest link is human vulnerabilities. So a lot of time we think about, you know, cybersecurity and attacks around like devices and technologies, but actually the people are the most sensitive element in our security. So even before we are getting scammed, I think the first thing we need to do is to understand how to prevent it, because we just don't want to be weakest link. I mean, hackers will find a way to, you know, to scam some people, but let's make sure at least it's not us. I know it doesn't sound so nice, but let's just make sure it's not us, the people that are scamming. And I think there are some basic security measures that needs to be taken. So we are fully aware that we are not getting scammed. I'm happy to share them with you if you wish.
So, I would very much like you to do that, Roy.
So I say the first thing is we need to make sure that we are on the real website. A lot of times some websites are trying to mirror or create kind of like a fake version of a real marketplace. So it could look like you're on Amazon or eBay or one of these websites, but actually you will be in a website that mirror it. So you need to make sure to pay attention, not to click on links that, you know, like you see a cool product you want to purchase. You click on the link and you immediately go to do the transaction. It is much better to not click a link, but go directly. Let's say you see the link is allegedly coming from Amazon. So don't click the link. Go directly to Amazon and search for that specific product. It will be much, much safer, because then if somebody's trying to mirroring a website or kind of like providing you a false link, then you will not be victim of this scam. This is one thing. Another thing is we need to make sure that if we are using any website for transaction, online transaction, buying anything, we need to make sure that this website is secured. How would we know that this website is secured? Even before the payment stage, we will need to see that this website is based on what we call HTTPS. So in the URL, in the web kind of like address that we have, we need to make sure that the website starts with HTTPS. It means that there is some encryption between us and the website. So if someone is tracking the kind of like the communication between us and the website, then at least it will be encrypted. So that person will be much more difficult for a person that is what we call a man in the middle to see our passwords or credit cards, et cetera. So make sure that you are not buying anything online on websites that are not HTTPS in the beginning of the web address. The third thing is, once we get to the payment stage, we need to make sure that we are using a secured payment method. For example, that the website allows us to use PayPal, or that the website has a secure transaction page with a specific credit company. Websites that their payment pages are not secured and do not allow you to pay with PayPal or with other devices or with other known and valid security systems, you should be more cautious on using them. So you should double check that. Another thing that I highly recommend is using two tools, online tools. One is called Scam Advisor. So Scam Advisor, and you can Google it. Scam Advisor will allow you and will help you to find online scams. So you will know if a specific website is legitimate or not.
Yeah.
So a lot of times we see a website and we understand that it's actually not legitimate. So this is another thing. And the last thing I'll say before I stop here is another tool is WOT, Web of Truth. Another thing that can allow you to know if a specific website is trustworthy or not. These are all add-ons that you can add to your browser. and make sure you are safe.
Roy, I didn't interrupt you because I found that absolutely fascinating. So you've told us what we need to do in order to look out for our safety. Now let's assume the worst. Something has happened. What's your advice as to what to do once you've been scammed online?
Right. So once a scam happened, there are a few important things we need to do. So A, if part of this scam we actually provided like our credentials, let's say even before we provided payment terms, let's say we provided passwords or we provided some other credentials that we have, we need to make sure that immediately we are changing the password to everything else that's using this basic password. So let's say our password, again, for the example, is 12345. I hope it's not. And we gave it to a specific website. We understood we fell victim. We need to make sure we are changing password and all the other critical critical apps that we are using, because otherwise we may fall victim to many other scams, not just this one that we already happened. Second, if we can cancel the payment, let's say it was a credit card, then immediately as soon as possible we should reach out to the credit company or whatever, whatever card you're using, and ask to cancel it, because once hackers got a hold of it, they may got hurt, like got affected by one event, but want to make sure you're not, you're not going to be victims of many, many, many other events. Now, in case part of this scam, was, and part of this scam, for some reason, you provided personal information, something like that, or let's say it was part of your company's information, then I would highly recommend also to inform, if this is part of your organization that you're working for and you provided some information, inform the relevant people in the security team of the company, or at least a specific law enforcement agencies, assuming that you provided information that is confidential or private, etc. Again, it's not always helpful, but at least if a lot of people report, then we can help to stop a specific scam that's going on, and then the public will get alert from the relevant officials.
Roy Tsur, CEO and founder of the Institute for Advanced Cyber Defense, thank you so much for your time today. That was really interesting. It was a pity about the quality of the call, but the content trumped that. So thank you. Thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.